Today's Amud for Chazara is Yavama Samach Aleph from Abayis. We're holding on the Mishnah on the bottom of Samach Aleph from an Aleph. So says the Mishnah, Kain Hedi lo Yis Islandos, the Kain Hedi is not allowed to marry Islandos, Elam Kain Yeshu Yishubanim, unless he already has children. Rabbi Yudah Aimer, Afopish Yeshu Yishubanim, lo Yis Islandos, even if he already had children, has children, he's still not allowed to marry Islandos. She is Zaina Hamur Betaira, because she's included in the Isra of Zaina to a Kain that says in the Torah. But Chachamim Aimerim, they argue, they say that no, that in Zaina Elig Yeres Meshuchreres, which Shanivla Bilazanos. So the Zaina includes only a lady who was born a Gaia, like a Geres and a Meshuchreres, or a Jew, a lady who was born Jewish, but she was Baal Abilas Nos. Now it says the Gemara, Amalei Reish Kalusa Rav Huna. The Reish Kalusa asked Rav Huna, the Mai Taima, what's the reason why Kain cannot marry an islandess if he doesn't have any children? It's Bisham Puru Rivya. It's because he's being Mavatl from Puru Ravu. A Puru Rivya, Kaihanim Udim Epakde, Vistrolaim Epakde, where only Kaihanim have a Chi of a Puru Ravu, not Yisraelim. What does this have to do with Kaihanim? So Amalei said to Menachanami, but Etzim, this is on Yisraelim also. However, Mishum de Kabayla Misni Seifa, Rabbi Yudah Aimer Afapishi Yeshul Yisha Vyeshul Ibanim, that Rabbi Yudah says that even if he has children on Yisa Islandus, he's still not allowed to marry an Islandus. She's Zaina Mura Betaira, that Zaina Kehanim Udim Efaktiv, Yisola Mefakte, and that's only a Chia for Kehanim, not Yisraelim, Vishamachi Katani Kayin. So that's why even in the words of the Tanakama, we spoke about a Kayin, even though in Achanami, it's true even about a Yisrael. I'm Rav Huna. My time with Rav Yehuda. What's Rav Yehuda's makar that this that a zayna is referring to? A zayna is referring to an islandus. Because the pasuk says, "Achlu v'lo yisbo his zanu v'lo yifreitzu." That called biyashin ba pirtza ein ela biyas nus. You see that the pasuk calls nus as his nu v'lo yifreitzu, a bia that can't lead to a pirtza, that can't lead to conception, that can't lead to having children. So that bia is considered a bilas nus. That's where Rav Yehuda got it from. Tanya, we learned to the brayza new alacha. The Kayin is not allowed to marry a Katana. Seems funny. Why can't the Kayin marry a Katana? So says the Gemara, Amalei Rav Chiskel Rabba, Paik Ayin Ba, go be Ma'ayin in the Sugya, try to figure out what's the Pshat. The La'arta Baila Rav Huna Mehat Minach, because I know that tonight Rav Huna is going to ask you about it. So Nafik Ayin Ba, he went out and he was Ma'ayin in it. And he said that Rav Eliezer, Savalik Rameir, who Savalik Rabbi Huda. He said, I'll tell you the Pshat of Rav Eliezer. It's because he holds like Rameir in Rabbi Huda. What does it mean? Savalik Rameir, the Chayash Muta. He holds like Rameir, who's Chayash for Muta. That maybe a katana is an islandus. Usav la Kerbi Huda, the Amr islandus zayna havya, and he holds a Kerbi Huda that an islandus is a zayna. Meila a kayin cannot marry a katana. However, says the Gemara, it's not true. He doesn't hold the Kerbeir, and he doesn't hold the Kerbi Huda. Says the Gemara, Kerbeir misavrala. Does Rabbi Eliezer hold the Kerbeir that he's choshesh from Yuta? But Tani we learned in the Brisa that katan and katana loicholtzim lamiyam and different Kerbeir. Kerbeir says that a katan and a katana cannot do chalitza or yibam. Amru lai, so the Chacham said to him, Amru lai the Kerbeir that yafa merit to shein cholzim. That which you say, there's no chalitza. Yes, we're masking because ish k'siv b'parsha umakshin an ish al ish. It says that only an ish, only an adult, could do chalitza and not a katan. And we compare just like a katan can't, also a katana cannot do chalitza. Elamai time imi yavim. Why do you say that they can't do yibam? Doesn't say ish. Samer lay. So Amir says back to them that katan shem yim says stress and katana shem betim sa islandus. The reason is because I'm chayishesh about the katan that maybe he's a stress and the katana maybe she's an islandus. In which case there is no mitzvah of yibam. And if they're miyamim each other, v'nim su paigin be'erva comes out that they're living with an eshes ach and there's no hetter, there's no yibam. So says the Gemara, that's our Meir Shita. The Meili holds that there's no Yibam because he's Choshish for the Miyad. Now, Vitani, we learned in the Braisa that Katana, Misya Vemes, Veinu Chilatzes, then Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer argues, Rabbi Eliezer says that a Katana could do Yibam. So what do you see? That if a Katana could do Yibam, it means that Rabbi Eliezer is not Choshish for the Miyad. So he doesn't hold like Rameir. And also, Rabbi Yehuda Misavarla, does he hold like Rabbi Yehuda that a Zaina means, this case of an islandus? Vitani, we learned in the Braisa. Now, what's a Zaina? Zaina Kishma, Div Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer says, it's referring to a lady who goes astray from her husband. She's Mezanef, she's a Ivar Neshas Ish. That's Rabbi Eliezer Shita, not an Islandus. Rabbi Kiva Imer, Zainidu Mufkaras. It's a lady who's Mafkar herself for Znus. Ramasi Ben Charishamir, Afilu Halach Bailam Lashkaisa, Ubala Baderecha, Sa Zaina. Any sort of BS Isser, even just one time, even with her own husband. If she's a Saita, and she lives with her husband, she becomes a Zaina. Rabbi Yuda Imer, Zaina Zu Islandus, like we had before. Like we had in the Mishnah. Rabbi Lazar Aimer, a single man who's with a single woman, it's not for marriage, so he makes her into a Zaina. So Kapanim, you see that Rabbi Eliezer does not hold a Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Eliezer holds a Zayna is a lady who's Ivra Neshazish. So Allah Amar Rav Adam Bar Ava, and Hacha Bekayin Gadol Laskina. Here, when Rabbi Eliezer said that the Kayin cannot marry a Katana, the Pshat is because he was talking about the Kayin Gadol. He was talking about marrying a Katana who he's not really married to because the father didn't marry her. So Le'emas Kanila, so when does he actually halachically acquire her? Only Lichi Gadol, only when she becomes an adult. However, at that point, Be'ulahi, she's a Be'ula, so therefore a Kayin Gadol cannot do this. Amar Rava, Rava said it doesn't make any sense. You're being ridiculous. If her father married her off, so I mean, he shaitu the kanila. So he acquired her when she was a basula earlier. And he the kacha nafsha, and if she married herself off without her father, so there was nothing that was chal. Ha Rabbi Eliezer he v'le rabbanon. What, this is a chiddush of Rabbi Eliezer? And the Kohen Gadol cannot marry such a woman. Now everyone agrees to that. It's a Pashat. She's a Be'ula. Of course, he can't marry her. So, Ella, my Rava, I'll tell you the Pshat in Rabbi Eliezer. When Rabbi Eliezer said that the Kohen can't marry a Katana, Laila B'Kohen Hedyet, he was talking about the Kohen Hedyet, who marries a Katana, that even her father marries her off. Still, V'chayshin and Shemit is Fasa Olav, where Chayshish, that maybe another man, will convince her to be with him. And that's why the soul shouldn't marry her. Well, that's why the Kohen shouldn't marry her, because then she's going to become Asr to him. Ask the Gemara, Yach Yisol Nami. So Yisrael will have the same issue. He's setting himself up for failure. He marries a katana, and she'll go off with another man, and she'll be usher to him. Says the Gemara, no, but Yisrael, we're not concerned, because psuye katana oinisu. Even if another man convinces her, we view that as being ma'aniser. Pitsuye katana is considered an oines. Va'oines b'Yisrael, mishashari, so she's mutter to go back to her husband. But by a kayin, she's usher to her husband, that's why he says not to marry her. Rapapa amir b'kayin gadol. Now really, we're talking about a kayin gadol. V'hai tana who, it's going like the following tana, who holds that the kayin gadol is not allowed to marry a katana, b'chla. Even if her father marries her off, even if she's a basula, the kohen gadol is not allowed to marry a katana. Because there's the kasa. The tanya, we learned to the braisa, basula, yachal katana, I might think he can marry a katana. Tamalimer isha, and no, only someone who's older. Isha yachal begeres, I might think even a begeres. Tamalimer basula, then no, she has to have all of her basula. So, ketzad, yatsa mekal katnas, ulchal bagres lebasa. He needs to marry dafka naira, who's no longer a katana, but she's also not yet a begeres. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak amar, same idea, but a different Tana. Hi Tana, who the Tana learned in the Braisa, Besula, in Besula, Ela Naira. And when the Torah says Besula, it's referring to a Naira. V'chenu Oimer, v'ha Naira, Toivas Mara, Ma'ayin Besula. So you see, Besula is used in the context of a Naira. So the Torah says that the Kohen Gadol has to marry a Besula, it means he has to marry a Naira, he's not allowed to marry a Katana. Says the Gemara, we mentioned that Rabbi Lazar Aimer Panuya Bala Panuya Shalela Shemisha Sasa Azaina. That was the sheet of Rabbi Lazar, and the Panu is with a Panuya makes her into a Zaina. Amr of Amr, Ein Olach, Rabbi Lazar, the Halacha does not follow Rabbi Lazar.